أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at A to Z of Salah, and today we will look at Salatul Jumu'ah. We looked at J for Jama'ah, and this is just a follow-up, because in essence, first let's look at the ayah of Quran, Suratul Jumu'ah, ayah 9, where Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, Iza nudiya lis-salati min yawmil Jumu'ah. When you are called to the Salah of Jumu'ah, the prayer of Friday, Fas'aw ila dhikrillah, rush, hurry, strive to run to the remembrance of Allah. Wadharul bay', and leave your trading. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That is better for you if only you knew. See, as I mentioned with Jama'ah, Islam is a social religion in which laws, politics, what's going on in around are clear to be seen. And several times a day throughout the land, in every town, in every village, assemblies stand up for Jama'ah. And everybody is informed of each other's condition. But every week, a greater assembly is formed in order to perform Salatul Jumu'ah. And this contains two talks in which the topics of the day, the social, the economic, the political, whatever is going on, is raised. There is a profound value in Jumu'ah. It is known as the Hajj for the poor. There is, in essence, no marketing, but everyone shows up. It's unadvertised. It's a program designed by divinity to refresh relationships with the Quran. It's powerful in getting together side by side, listening to his words all together. And it's just phenomenal. The first two sermons are said by the Imam of Friday prayer. There's two rakats in Jumu'ah. There's two kunuts in the first rakat, before ruku, in the second rakat, after ruku. Two surahs are recited, Suratul Jumu'ah in the first rakat and Suratul Munafiqun in the second rakat. And Jumu'ah is there to highlight the mission of Rasulullah, where he orchestrated a paradigm shift to understand divinity's concept of success. And Suratul Munafiqun every week is a reminder, because it's an overview on hypocrisy, its characteristics, its causes, and the remedy. Inshallah, we will look at both surahs just as a reminder of what they are about. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to be able to attend every Jumu'ah Salah, for it's just phenomenal. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.